Let's pray.
我一齊祈禱。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
真係天父啊，感謝你賜下你嘅話語俾我哋。
Please help us to see you clearly through your word today.
幫助我哋透過你嘅話語更加認識你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶穌基督嘅名祈禱。 阿門。
I think it's channel one. Oh, there we go. Thank you. Well, imagine you knew the date of your death.
我們現在幻想一下，假如我們知道我們什麼時候會離開世界。
How would that change the way you lived?
這樣會怎樣影響我們現在的生活呢?
Well, what if you knew the date of the end of the world?
假如我們知道世界末日何時發生，那又會怎樣呢?
Many people have tried to predict the date of the end of the world.
其實在歷史上有很多人曾經預測過世界末日的時間。
In 1514, Pope Leo IX predicted the world would end in
2014.
Nostradamus predicted the world would end in 3797.
在16世紀的法國占星家洛查丹馬斯頓預測世界在3797年會結束。
He might be right.
我們不知道,3797還未到。
The Jehovah's Witnesses predicted the world would end in 1874.
耶和華見證人預言世界末日會在1874年結束。
Then in 1878. Then 1881. Some people think that Mark 13 can be used to predict the end of the world.
有些人認為馬可福音13章可以用來預測世界末日。
It cannot.
其實是不可能的。
Jesus isn't telling us when the world will end.
主耶穌在這裡不是告訴我們世界何時會結束。
He's telling us how to live while we wait for the end.
其實是教導我們當我們等待世界結束或者再回來的時候我們應該怎樣去生活。
And so at this point in the Gospel, Jesus is about to be arrested, flogged and crucified.
福音書來到這裡其實主耶穌很快會被逮捕、鞭打和被釘死在十字架上。
He's preparing his disciples for what they are going to experience after this happens.
他是要幫助他的使徒們做好思想上的準備，當這些事情發生的時候，他們要怎樣應對。
And so he's walking out of the temple with his disciples.
所以當他和使徒一起離開聖殿的時候,
and he tells them that this beautiful temple of God is going to be destroyed.
他們就告訴他們，其實這座這麼宏偉的聖殿將會被毀滅。
This is a temple built on 35 acres of marble.
這座建築物是很宏偉的，它佔地的面積有35英畝， 全部是用大理石建築。
That's a space maybe 35 times the size of our church land.
我們可以想像一下我們教堂的面積的35倍。
Maybe 175,000 square meters.
可能有175,000个平方尺。
The stones of the temple, some of them, were, the one single stones were longer than this church building.
有時一塊大理石可以長過這個教堂的。
This was a magnificent building.
真是一個很宏偉的建築物。
And Jesus says it will all be destroyed.
主耶穌說，這麼宏偉的建築物都一樣會被毀滅。
And the disciples, they want to know when this is going to happen.
那使徒聽了當然很有興趣知道，哇，這件事何時會發生呢?
But Jesus doesn't tell them when.
但耶稣冇话俾佢听几时。
Instead, he prepares them for the struggles they're about to face.
但系耶稣话俾佢听咧，将要面临嘅艰难岁月，佢系应该点样去面对，做好思想准备。
And in verse 5, he says to his disciples, "Don't be deceived."
在第五节咧，佢提醒嗰啲使徒咧，唔好被迷惑。
He says, "Many people will come in my name, saying that they are Jesus."
好多人咧会嚟话俾嗰啲群众咧，哎，我就系耶稣基督。
Don't believe them.
唔好信佢哋。
Watch out for them.
要小心提防佢哋啊。
Don't be deceived by them.
唔好俾佢哋迷惑欺骗到啊。
The second thing Jesus says is, "Do not be alarmed."
第二样嘢主耶稣提醒佢哋咧，又唔好惊慌。
There will be wars and earthquakes and famines.
一定会遇见战争、饥荒同埋地震嘅。
But this is all part of normal life in our world.
但其实喺当我哋生活喺呢个世界上嘅时候，呢啲只系我哋正常生活嘅一部分。
And these things will keep happening every day, all the time.
其实呢啲事情咧，经常每一日都有可能发生嘅。
When we see these things happen, don't be alarmed.
当我哋睇到呢啲事情发生嘅时候咧，我哋唔需要惊慌。
Don't be deceived.
唔好受到欺骗。
Don't be alarmed.
又唔好惊慌。
Instead, Jesus says, "Be on your guard."
相反咧，耶稣话我哋要提高警觉。
From verse 9, he tells his disciples what will happen.
喺第九节开始咧，耶稣就话俾佢哋使徒听咧，会有咩事情发生。
You'll be handed over to local councils.
嗰啲使徒咧会俾人咧捉咗去见嗰啲当时嘅有权势嘅议会。
You'll be flogged in the synagogues.
喺犹太人嘅会堂里面咧会俾人鞭打。
You'll be arrested.
佢哋将会被人逮捕。
Brother will betray brother.
弟兄会出卖弟兄。
Jesus is preparing his disciples for a very difficult time ahead.
耶稣咧系话定俾佢听咧，使佢哋有晒思想心理准备咧，面对将要来临嘅艰难嘅岁月。
But he's also preparing them for their work.
亦都系提醒佢哋，帮助佢哋准备好要做工。
And what is their work?
佢哋要做嘅系乜嘢工咧
？Let's read these verses.
我哋有两节嘅经文啊，十节同埋十一节。不过福音一定要先传遍天下，不用预先考虑怎样辩解，到时候有就有话语告诉你们，因为不是你们自己说的，是圣灵赐给你们的。
Their mission is to talk about Jesus.
他们的任务就是要传讲耶稣。
Even when there is terrible persecution and great trials, Jesus says, "Do not stop talking about the gospel."
即使我哋遇到可怕嘅迫害同埋巨大嘅艰难，都唔好停止讲论耶稣。
And he encourages them that when they open their mouth to speak about Jesus, God will speak through them.
耶稣鼓励嗰啲使徒，当佢哋开口讲论耶稣嘅事情嘅时候咧，神就会藉着佢哋嘅口嚟到去讲话。
The Holy Spirit will speak through their mouths.
聖靈會使用他的口來到講話。
So Jesus wants them to keep talking about him even when difficult times are ahead.
所以耶穌盼望那些使徒即使遇到艱難的時日，都一樣要在那個情況底下宣講耶穌。
And listen to the struggles that they're about to face.
我們再聽一聽他們將會遇到的艱難是什麼呢？
From verse 14.
由十四节开始至二十二节，抽咗其中一啲嚟读啦吓。当你哋睇到毁灭性可憎之物导致荒凉的那些将是无与伦比嘅痛苦日子，假基督和假先知会出现，并行神迹和歧视来欺骗选民，所以要警惕。
So the abomination that causes desolation is the destruction of this massive Jerusalem temple.
毀滅性可憎之物就係指到咧耶路撒冷呢一座宏偉嘅聖殿會被摧毀。
That event happened in 70 AD.
呢一件事情咧，其實喺公元70年嘅時候係發生咗嘅。
Jesus gave a prophecy, and 40 years later, that prophecy became history.
當耶穌講呢句説話嘅時候咧，係一個預言嚟嘅，而呢個預言咧，耶穌講咗之後40年咧係應驗咗。
And Jesus said that that time will be a very difficult time, but keep sharing the gospel.
耶穌一早講咗，嗰個時間嚟到嘅時候咧，會係一個非常艱難嘅時刻，但係仍然要傳講福音。
And he repeats those words, be on your guard.
耶穌重複講咗幾次要保持警惕啊。
There will be false Christs and prophets.
將會有假先知、假基督嚟到。
People will keep trying to deceive you.
好多人咧會去欺騙所有嘅人嘅。
But keep talking about Jesus.
但係啲使徒仍然要繼續去講論耶穌。
I'll admit something to you as a Westerner.
我作為一個西方人咧，我同大家講一啲秘密啊。
Learning to use chopsticks was very difficult.
學習用筷子其實好艱難嘅事啊。
Learning to say chopsticks in Mandarin was difficult.
如果叫我用國語去講筷子，都係好艱難嘅。
Quite so. Is Mandarin what in Cantonese? What is
筷子
That's too hard.
筷子啊
Such a hard language.
非常困難啊
Hard none. I learned when I was a child.
但可能我細細個就已經學用筷子啦。
But it took a lot of effort.
不過需要咧落好多功夫去用學用嘅。
Because we only use them twice a year.
我哋大概咧一年用兩次嘅啫。
And it was very dangerous.
用筷子其實很危險的喎。
Dropping dumplings into hot soup.
如果我拎住個餃子跌咗落啲熱湯度。
Splashing hot water everywhere.
咁啲熱湯射到周圍都係。
Hot noodles falling into my lap.
如果夾麵條嘅話，一唔小心跌咗落我大髀度。
It was difficult and dangerous.
所以有困難啦，又有危險性。
But there was a purpose.
但係咧。我用筷子有一個目的。
Purpose was to eat.
目的就係要食嘢咯。
It was difficult and dangerous.
雖然係困難又有危險。
Talking about Jesus can be very difficult.
我哋同人講論耶穌咧，其實都有時好困難嘅。
It can also be very seriously dangerous.
亦都有時候咧會係好危險嘅。
And Jesus says, be on your guard.
耶穌基督話你要提高警惕。
But keep going.
但要繼續講落去。
Don't give up.
唔好放棄。
Because there is a great purpose and urgency.
因為咧，傳福音係一件好緊迫嘅事，並且有一個好重大嘅目的。
Because Jesus says there is another day coming.
因為耶穌話咧，仲有另外一個日子會嚟到嘅。
That day is the day of his return.
那個就是耶穌再回來的日子。
Let's read from verse 26.
在經文的26節至27節，那時世人必看到人子駕著雲，帶著大能力和榮耀降臨。他必差遣天使從四面八方、天涯海角召集他揀選的人。
Jesus, the Son of Man, will return.
耶稣这位人子将会再回来。
And he will gather his disciples.
并且他会召集他的门徒的。
You see, we are living in the final days.
我们其实呢都是活在一个末后的日子。
We are waiting for the return of Jesus.
我们都是等着耶稣再回来。
We are waiting for him to gather us together.
我哋等緊耶穌召集我哋同佢喺埋一齊。
And today Jesus is sitting in heaven.
今日耶穌係坐喺天上。
And he is waiting to return.
佢等緊要翻嚟。
And while we wait for him to return, our job is to talk about Jesus.
當我們是等待祂再回來的時候，我們的工作就是要講耶穌。
We live in the last days.
我們活在末後的日子。
And we do not know how long we have to wait.
我們不知道還要等多久。
But this is the time to talk about Jesus.
但現在這個時候就是應該是傳福音講有關耶穌的事的時候。
When I was at school, I had to wait for the school bus every afternoon.
當我還是讀書的時候，每一天下午放學的時候，我都要去巴士站等巴士的。
It was never on time.
巴士永遠不會準時來到。
Never.
從來沒有試過。
Sometimes it didn't even come.
有時甚至不來都有試過。
But while we waited, we had to stay at the bus stop.
但我們等巴士的時候，我們一定要停在巴士站那裡等的嘛。
We couldn't leave.
我們不能夠離開巴士站走出去的。
We had to be ready for it when and if it arrived.
我們要準備好，當巴士來的時候，我們要準備好就可以上車。
So while we waited, what did we do?
當我們在巴士站等的時候，我們做什麼？
We talked.
我們聊天咯。
Because we didn't have phones then.
當時我們沒有電話，沒有手機，只能夠聊天了。
What else can you do but talk?
可以做些什麼呢？除了聊天之外，沒有什麼可以做了。
This is the job God has given us to do while we wait for Jesus.
這個就是上帝給我們的工作，當我們等著耶穌回來的時候，我們就應該跟人分享福音。
To talk to people about Jesus.
將有關耶穌的事告訴人家。
He has guaranteed that he is coming.
耶稣保证他一定会再回来的。
He doesn't tell us when.
他没有告诉我们他几时会回来。
But he wants us to be ready.
但是他盼望我们都准备好他回来的时候。
Listen to these verses again from verse
32. 在经文32节到37节那里有啲呢段经文咧，大约抽咗啲出嚟咁讲。但没有人知道那日子、那时辰何时来到，连天上嘅天使和人子也不知道，只有天父知道。你们要小心警醒祷告，因为你们不知道那日子何时来到。这就好像一个人在出远门之前，把家中嘅事交给仆人。让他做好各种的工作，又吩咐他们要警醒。35节，所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道主人什么时候回来，也许傍晚，也许半夜，也许天亮以前，也许日出以后。假如他忽然来到别，让他发现你们睡觉，我对你们讲的话，有时对大家讲的，你们要警醒。
When I did manage to catch the bus after school, I was usually the first one to my home.
我讀書放學之後咧，如果我能夠有巴士嚟到咧，通常我係第一個人咧翻到屋企嘅。
And in my home in the afternoon, I was not allowed to watch TV.
喺我嗰陣時嘅屋企咧，有個家規，唔准睇電視。
But I did watch the TV.
但我第一個翻去就會偷偷睇電視啦。
Every afternoon I watch the TV.
每一個下晝翻去都會睇電視。
But I had to be very careful.
但我睇嘅時候咧要好小心嘅喎。
I had to watch and listen very carefully for my parents when they arrived.
我一邊睇電視一路要好留心聽住我父母幾時翻嚟。
As soon as I heard the car in the driveway, I would quickly turn off the TV.
一聽到有車駛入嗰條車道嘅時候，哇！即刻要去刪咗個電視機啊
！Then I would sit at the table doing my homework.
即刻坐埋台做功課。
I did not want them to catch me watching the TV.
咁我當然唔係唔想俾父母捉到我喺度偷睇電視啊。
We do not know when Jesus will return.
我哋唔知道耶穌幾時會翻嚟。
We will be given no warning.
我哋唔会佢翻嚟之前，我哋唔会话收到一个特别嘅提示，佢而家翻紧嚟。
And so when he arrives, we want him to catch us doing what we should be doing.
當佢突然翻到嚟嘅時候，我哋好希望佢係睇到我哋啊做緊佢吩咐我哋要做嘅工作。
When Jesus returns, we want him to catch us talking about Jesus.
當耶穌翻嚟嘅時候，我哋希望佢係見到我哋係同人講論耶穌。
He wants us to wait with expectation and purpose.
佢希望我哋喺等待佢翻嚟嘅時候咧，我哋要帶住一個盼望同埋有目標、有目標嘅嚟到等候。
Live with the expectation that he could return at any moment.
我哋要隨時有一個盼望，就係耶穌隨時都可能會翻嚟。
Do not expect that you may have another 5 years.
唔好話諗住，唉，我仲有5年時間嘅。
Expect that you may only have 1 day.
或者我哋應該期望咧，可能我哋剩翻一日。
And live with the purpose that he has given you.
我哋就要活出主耶穌俾我哋嘅人生目標。
Talk about Jesus.
同人分享有關耶穌嘅事。
It's something we want to aim at doing every day.
我哋應該定下目標，甚至每一日都係去做呢件事。
What can you do today for God's kingdom?
今日我哋可以為著神嘅國做啲乜嘢事咧
？Let me encourage you with this.
我想鼓勵大家。
Do not wait for tomorrow if there is something you can do for God today.
如果我哋今日可以為上帝做一啲乜嘢嘅事，唔好留待明天。
Let's pray.
我一齊祈禱。
Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
真係天父啊，我哋嘅主，我哋感謝你將話語賜咗俾我哋。
In this world, it is sometimes difficult and dangerous to talk about Jesus.
喺我哋今日嘅世界，有時係好艱難，亦都有危險嚟到同人分享福音嘅。
So we pray that you would help us.
我哋祈求你會幫助我哋。
Help us to be expecting your return at any moment.
幫助我哋要隨時準備好，期待你可能隨時會翻嚟。
And help us to remember our purpose in sharing the gospel.
幫助我哋記得我哋分享福音嘅目的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶穌基督嘅名祈禱。
Amen.
Amen.